Ramble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, 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 welcome to Guilty Pleasures.
Yeah.
What's up? Welcome to Guilty Pleasures. Dial up 1-800-BIOTCH because today we're talking about Amanda Bynes. She's the man. What's up, fam? How we feeling? Welcome. Guys, this is like maybe, I'm a little nervous because this might be our most requested episode ever.
Really?
Wow. I think, yeah, I just before this, I put out on my IG like asking for any burning questions, observations. People are losing their minds.
She's the man. Is it because it's a simple title and that's why you remember it so well? Or is it because it's one of your favorite movies?
I think that it is the people's favorite movie. I mean, this is a real deep nostalgia hit.
Yeah.
And this movie oozes early 2000s.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It is. What did you say?
Sex.
Yeah, it does. I spilled my LaCroix. Made me drop my LaCroix.
I've spilled my LaCroix.
What's that South Park episode where they're like, LaCroix, LaCroix.
Mamma mia, I spilled my LaCroix.
Sorry. I said it oozes sex, but
it also oozes
sex. Yeah, it oozes
sex.
This movie is
horny.
This movie is so, I got horny and I got nervous. My parents were going to walk in on me watching it.
It feels like an Amanda Bynes request. It's just like, could half of the movie be with shirtless men around me? That would be nice.
Listen, she was our golden girl, you know? She was allowed to do and say.
Listen, the way that I love Amanda Bynes, it's almost on par with your love for Nicolas Cage.
Really?
Because I remember watching Amanda Bynes as a small boy and being like, this is what comedy is. Oh my God, it's so crazy that people can, you know, just do this and all of that stuff. And like,
I'm also laughing because I thought he was going to say Amanda Bynes when she was a young girl. And then he said young boy like in the movie. And it was funny, but you're talking about yourself. I'm right there with you.
With all that.
Her
on
all that.
Fucking comedy wannabes.
Yeah, I thought she was going to be like the next Amy Poehler, Tina Fey.
So we've talked about Amanda Bynes on the show, Big Fat Liar. Both of y'all weren't able to be here that day.
Yeah. I watched the wrong movie. I was there that day. I watched the wrong movie.
So spiritually, you weren't there.
Yes.
Do you remember what you watched?
Liar, Liar.
Oh, God.
The wrong lying movie.
So I've gotten to speak on my love of Amanda Bynes before. Mm-hmm. I agree. She deeply impacted me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, her on all that doing Dear Amanda, that's me.
Yeah. It's great. It's great. She's absolutely phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal. I think that her comedic timing is, for a child, was just so ahead of its time or ahead of her age to where I was like, oh, this person is perfect.
All in all, child acting, the industry of child actors, it's a little
nasty.
It's a little weird.
Fucking weird.
It's a little weird.
And like, it is child labor in a weird way.
Yeah.
And like, we have laws to make sure that they're protected. And like, I did some child acting as a kid. I don't know if you guys know about me.
So
like,
Were you the Ovaltine kid?
I was the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Wait, are you serious?
No.
I was such a conspiring.
So no, I don't actually think it's fucked up. But
yeah,
it clearly impacts a lot of these people's lives.
Yeah.
But every now and then you get someone who comes along like her. I may have even made this same reference in Big Fat Liar, like her, Raven Simone. Like there's just some children performers, Kenan and Kel.
There was a
time when people were going after all of the child actors, everybody that kind of like
Shia
went off or whatever. Shia, Lindsay Lohan,
Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Everybody was like, look at how crazy they were. And they would lump in Amanda Bynes with that. And I would like scream, don't you fucking talk about Amanda Bynes. Leave her out of this, you know, because I think that she was
great,
a little bit more special.
Yes.
And I feel like we truly did lose a talent based off of this, you know, child labor.
It makes a lot of sense of what happened to her because of how much like her brain was not fully developed back then.
No.
And how much they worked and the
very
stress
malleable.
And like, yes, I think it made a lot of sense what happened to her. But this movie in particular, this was the first time I'd watched it.
No fucking way.
Oh my God.
You shut up.
Yeah. I don't know how I missed this because
what?
I was a soccer closeted queer kid.
Kelsey, can I tell you, I didn't even get a guest for this episode because I'm like, oh, this is the Kelsey movie for sure. I just assumed it was like part of, I don't know why.
I don't know how I missed this because I like you worshipped the girl. I thought she was comedy like legend. Yeah. She was it for me. And when I turned this on, I was expecting like Amanda fucking Bynes. She opens up and she's in a triangle fucking string bikini. And I was like, what is that? And she's making out with boys. I was like, not prepared. This movie does not feel anything.
Oh my God.
To start like what Amanda was to me.
You sound like you're about to cry.
I'm fine. I don't want to ruin this gorgeous eyeliner.
No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
But then when she
Kelsey's
gets
clutching
into,
her pearls, seeing that they kissed in the movie.
You mean my chain, my gold chain?
Oh, your
but
chain.
Then she becomes her brother and all the goof, the unafraid to be, you know, I'm making air quotes, ugly on camera comes out and you're like, that's
my Amanda.
That's the girl I know. Right. And then she pulls
there you are, Peter.
Sandra
you know?
Bullock in Miss Congeniality moments, getting back into the tight dress. And I'm just like, she was so complex. Like, we were not fucking prepared.
Yeah, she's the man walk so Pen 15 could run. In my opinion.
Wow.
He says
there you
it.
Go.
He says opinion. What we're all thinking.
Let me hit you with a quick synopsis. She's the Man stars Amanda Bynes and Channing Tatum.
Oh,
we'll get to him.
We'll get
there. Amanda wants to play soccer. They cut the team, and so she goes undercover as her brother Sebastian.
It's so fucking wild that they cut a whole women's soccer team.
I said the same thing.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with this school?
That was
like,
my
they
first
have to be
note.
The
so unrealistic.
School.
We cut the arts.
Yeah.
Not soccer.
Right?
That drama team better not have a stage.
Right. They're playing soccer and there's a lacrosse team in the background. Nobody fucking watches lacrosse.
No one
lacrosse.
Cares about lacrosse.
So, Amanda, as I don't even know Amanda's real name. I forgot. Amanda, as Sebastian, goes under.
Violet.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ooh, nice.
Violet goes undercover as Sebastian and has to fool all the boys. But guess what? She's a man.
Ooh,
she's the man. And she's then she's the got a, you know, there's a love triangle, quadrangle, and then she's going to win the soccer game. This is she's the man.
It was Viola.
Viola.
Damn.
Not Violet.
Violet.
My bad.
Damn.
Fuck.
I call her Violet.
For all the African Americans listening, this is Juana Man with soccer, which is
yes, 100%.
Yeah,
it's Tootsie. It's a lot, and actually, it is Shakespeare. Something that made me laugh so hard is that in the opening credits, it says inspired by Twelfth Night.
What?
Because this is, I mean, this is like, like 10 Things I Hate About You. Like, there's a lot of teen movies that are based on Shakespeare.
Right.
But this is the only one that has the audacity to call it out in the opening credits.
And that's what makes it not transphobic. That makes it not transphobic. Because I kept sitting with this because once I understood what it was about, I was shooketh. And even though I knew the title, I didn't predict what
shooketh
was going
is,
to
by
happen.
The way, how Shakespeare, the bard, himself would have said it.
Shooketh upon knowledge.
I was also watching, like, I don't know if we should be watching this right now because of what's going on with the Olympic team.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, this is so relevant to now's conversation.
Right.
But it's not so much toying with sexuality as it is gender bending when it was allowed to say cross dressing, like when that was a thing that was not so polarizing. And I remember thinking like, I the whole time I felt this weird feeling of like, oh God, is this transphobic somehow? But it didn't ever give me any like trans baiting or like totally homophobic, like super, super like you're gay, bro, that kind of energy. But I think we're okay to discuss.
Okay, we're starting here and let's just go for it. It's remarkable because there's a lot to talk about with the trans element of it. This movie is simultaneously the most homophobic and the gayest movie I've ever seen. This movie is so
truly,
gay.
Truly.
This movie
very
is
gay.
Oozing with gay energy.
Yeah.
Truly.
And I don't know how something can be both. It's like the Schrodinger's cat of gayness as a film. It's remarkable.
Yeah.
I mean, the homophobia. Okay. So there is a lot of like, like, bro, don't touch me. And like she and Channing Tatum almost kiss. And then he's like, when she's dressed as a man. And he's like, whoa, whoa, bro, don't do that. So there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
But then also you're watching a movie about Channing Tatum slowly and falling in love with his male roommate.
Finding out that he's probably gay.
Yeah.
Like it's.
Or bi at least.
At least bi. Yeah.
It's my guy from, I hate when I do this, but it's a boy from Mulan where it's just like.
Yeah. Oh,
where he's like, I'm in love with this man. I think I love men. And then Mulan takes her hair out and he's like,
I thought I was gay.
I thought I had to have a whole conversation with myself.
Maybe Channing's just sapiosexual and he just loves
bipedal humans.
But do you know the reverse that you get of this? Of like, because as much as I was like, this is so homophobic, you were also getting the reverse of a woman infiltrating the boys' club and teaching them how to be more in touch with their feminine energies.
In that space, I was like, this is sexist as fuck. 'Cause I was like, I was watching it and I was like, man, I guess I don't know any men. 'Cause I don't know anybody that acts
like that. No, this was 2000s,
Yeah, I know it's like exaggerated and all of that stuff. And we're not, toxic masculine. And we're not really, you know, they weren't really playing for subtlety.
No.
I think that's why the girls and gays really love this movie, right? Because it's just the performance of gender. The whole thing is like Amanda as a boy, as Sebastian is like, I'm a man, bro. I'm a do my bro thing. Yeah. And then the way that all the guy characters in the movie talk is such an over the top caricature of male culture, but like, good for them.
The
girls deserve parodies of boys too.
Yeah, they should. They do deserve it, especially after Juwan with its whole thing. But
I wrote, this is the story of traditional masculinity being confronted by the discovery that sexuality is a spectrum.
Wow.
Which is, I wish they would have played that out a little bit more in this, but
I mean, they don't have the breath to.
No.
Not in 2000.
No fucking
Nobody's really trying to have that conversation. I would also watch a remake of
it. I feel like at the end, when, spoiler alert, Channing and Amanda get together, he should have been like, and maybe sometimes you could put the wig back on.
Yes, exactly.
Because like, I was kind of doing it for me.
Like, both.
So we just, you know, behind the scenes, if you wonder how this show was made, we assigned the movie. And then we watch it and we come in. So there was very little time between us watching and coming. And I'm like, oh, maybe we should have had some. Don't you say you came watching this. I was like, oh, maybe we should have someone better to speak on this. But I did wonder watching this if this was a profound experience for young trans kids watching this movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
because the whole movie is, you know, you said it was potentially transphobic. The whole movie is about the performance of gender, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you are one person but feel you're another, and then you're going through the process of like trying to fit in and understanding what your body is. That was the thought that occurred to me. And if you're watching, if you were a trans kid who watched this movie, I'd love to know.
Yeah.
I'd be very interested to hear.
Yeah. You're right. It really was more about gender expression than sexuality expression.
Yeah.
There was like dip in the toe in it, but it was, you know, it was a hot take on masculinity.
Yeah, but I feel like this movie I feel like this movie is what every trans kid's parents think that they're doing rather than what it actually feels like, you know, where it's just like, I'm trapped in this body. I want to, you know, fully express myself. Whereas their parents will look at them and just like, you'll grow out of it.
You're just
a tomboy.
It was a choice for Amanda, but what's Viola? I'm going to call her Violet. It was a choice for Violet to be switching back and forth between and that felt comfortable. And hey, that's also something kind of beautiful on its own too, like playing with the binary. I don't mind it either. She rocked both.
Do you think if Ted Cruz watched this movie, his head would explode?
Absolutely. I think Ted Cruz watches this movie all the time.
Pretends like he doesn't.
And he pretends that he doesn't. Yeah. And he's just like, man, this is what they're doing to Americans.
But I have a question. Do you guys think she looked like her brother?
I think she did. I saw it, I was like, oh, when the movie started, I was like, oh, they're probably going to do the switch thing or whatever. Not the switch thing, the mirrored thing where she's playing both roles and then she jumps out the window or whatever. But then when I saw her brother, when I saw Sebastian, the guy playing, I was like, is this her actual brother? Because she looks like him.
He's like a foot taller than her.
That's fine, but they look alike.
You think?
They have the same circular face. Mm.
They found a very doughy boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like she looks like a prepubescent
boy.
Cherub.
Yeah.
Like I could picture her as Sebastian as a little angel in a Renaissance painting.
Yeah.
About to shoot an arrow. Mm.
And this is me coming from watching this in 2022 and not in 2000 when it was originally created or whenever it was. But if any man saw a small boy come into their school, they would be like, come on over here, little cutie pie. Not like this little fucking weirdo.
Yeah,
get the fuck out of here, little bitch.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And then after,
hey, little fella, you lost?
Yeah.
Right. And then after, when during that whole scene in the pizza shop where he's where Viola is having a bunch of different like girls come up to her and like be like, or him, and be like, oh,
best sex of my life,
all this stuff.
It was a great scene.
Yeah, it was really funny. But again, an upperclassman looking at this and be like, buddy, what are you doing, man? You don't have to show out for us, bro. Come on over. Come on, sit down. Let's just have this conversation. You know, and why are you doing this? What do you really feel?
Yeah.
You know, how do you really feel about us as people?
They weren't that evolved back then. Yeah. Like, I think too, like, if because
is it evolved or is it observant? Because
both.
I don't feel like
the energy for that young.
Yeah, and me and Sequoia talk about this all the time, but it's just like, I don't think, especially during that time, that men and women were seeing each other as people.
No.
They were just seeing each other as the gender. Yeah. Or as
you
their genitalia.
You just took all the nuance
out of
it. I mean, there was the line, check out the booty on that hottie.
Wow. Yeah.
This is a filthy movie.
And I'm not going to lie, there was no booty.
There was not a booty. There was
not a booty at all.
Oh, and then followed by, in man's words, it's time to pounce. These boys were fucking horned up. You know, okay, so I loved this movie. I have a big old guilt, though.
Oh, God.
Have one that deeply upset me. I was watching it here in the office. My coworker saw me screaming. The amount of open mouth kissing in this film is simply unacceptable.
Amanda Bynes is a bad kisser.
There, she is.
She opens it's a lot of
opening credits.
She's taught. She was probably taught to
camera kiss.
Over exaggerate her movements and all that stuff.
Nickelodeon. What creepy ass adult man.
Well,
the guy that likes feet.
Amanda,
wait,
baby.
You are a professional television kisser. I forgot this.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard, and just debunk all the rumors, Garrick makes out a lot in single drunk
female. It's not that much.
It's so weird seeing Garrett kissing.
Garrett plunges his tongue into his co-worker.
Did they direct you on the kiss? Because I hear that it's supposed to be slower than you think, and you're not supposed to use tongue.
Well, then I'll tell you, Amanda was doing it wrong.
Yeah. You're supposed to cheat to camera, and they don't direct really that much.
So they're not like, hey, close your mouth less. It looks fucking weird.
That's
how she kisses.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They started off with that, and I think it is dictated by how it looks on camera.
When you're as good a kisser as Garrick, you don't need direct.
And that's... where you're not wrong. Anyway, no, I was bad at it.
No, it looked, I was very observant.
I had to be directed.
Because obviously I had to make fun of you. Mm-hmm. I had needed material. It did not strike me as any weird things happening.
Was it different than kissing?
Like, yes.
So how?
It felt more like a handshake than anything.
With the mouth.
Right. Because you do so many takes of it, and it's just like, you kind of... zap out the intimacy.
Do you ever kiss someone and you can like feel their heart beating through their chest? You're like, oh, bitch is as nervous as I am. Like, thank God.
Yeah.
Where's your chest beating?
Yeah.
We were nervy.
Yeah. Because I was like,
this is your first on camera kiss.
It's almost as crazy as eating on camera for the first time. Yeah. Where you're just like, I've never seen myself do this shit. So I don't know how to actually create the moment that I've been doing my entire life.
Sure.
So
you've been kissing your whole life?
Yeah,
you fucking,
man.
Fucking dirty dog.
Started off at one, bro.
You're so
what
cool.
can I say?
Just a man whore.
What can I say?
Fucking was a baby kissing babies. Fucking
baby kissing right. babies. I was like, get on
all
over
right.
here,
Leave
girl.
The babies
I got
out
dimples. Goo goo
gaga. Let's Google. Fucking swoosh.
All right. The
there's so much up kissing in this movie. I hated it.
Yeah.
It mm-hmm. was gross.
Yeah.
She tongues hard in the opening credits. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's bad. Then there's the kissing booth scene, which is like, that's
the kissing booth is an just absolute insane idea. Did we do the kissing booth as
a movie? Yes, we watched that movie.
Did we talk about just how fucking chaotic that is?
Yeah, and everybody should have mono.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, in the line for the kissing booth, I'm going to continue to talk about how gross her kissing is, but we're going to take a moment for the kissing booth.
No, you could be that.
The kissing booth in the line. So this is, they are high schoolers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In the line for the kissing booth.
Oh my God, they're absolutely not 70-year-old,
70-year-old man and a 7-year-old child.
Yes. Both, and they are paying.
What's the range?
For sexual favor. Isn't that prostitution when you're getting paid?
Well, it's for charity.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's even worse. You don't get to keep any of it.
UNICEF has taken that.
Yeah, that was deeply weird.
Where are we in the U.S.? Because there are different laws as far as...
As kissing booths?
As kissing
North Carolina.
Booths. North Carolina.
The blue.
It's probably like, age of consent is probably like 14.
Yeah, they were like, my cousin. I'm from Florida. I can say these things. It was a horny movie, which is why it shocked me for Amanda Bynes, because I saw her as like the wholesome, giggly girl. I was never expecting to see her cleavage.
Even Eunice the nerd and Trix fucking open mouth kissed at the end.
Yeah, I like that.
Everybody was tonguing.
I liked that one. Can we talk about Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
I did not know he was in this movie.
Uh-huh.
But not only was he in this movie, this was his breakout.
Yeah. It was?
This was his first big boy role.
Okay, because what does this say?
This is before Step Up.
It made me so...
What does that say?
Baby abs Channing.
Man was so tiny in this film.
It was crazy. I thought he was gonna be like a naturally huge person.
Yeah, no.
He's small. He put on a lot of weight.
He's 10.
Channing at his tiniest is still bigger than I will ever be.
Yeah. How old was he in this movie?
I have no idea.
Oh,
he was, what's the word? Because Jared's it too. When they're lean?
Lean.
Yeah, twiggish. But like, he really was a teen. Like, that was a body of a teenager.
Yeah.
Like a hot teenager.
Right? Yeah. You know, he's from Tampa. And he went to my rival high school, Jesuit. And he danced at the gay clubs in Ybor City that we always used to sneak into.
That's very cool.
Wait, but he literally, you just described the plot of this movie. He was at the rival high school and some gay shit happened.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's the man.
But was it gay if you're doing it for the thing you love and the hobby?
There you go.
There it is.
Yeah. It would have been a great movie if he broke up with her after she found out.
And then the sequel is him finding himself.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum. used to infuriate me because I'm like,
really?
Why? You're so beautiful, huh. And you are one of the funniest gifted comedic actors on the planet. And now I've just fully accepted it. He is so funny.
Yes.
And it's just insane to me.
It's
how, like, I think pound for pound, he can hold his own with any of the great comedic actors out there.
Same with John Cena, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I mix them up.
You
a
know
lot.
Why? Anyway. Though? It's kind of because they both kind of, if you really look at it,
don't say
have
it.
Goofy looking faces.
Okay.
What?
It's their bodies that the girls are like, oh my God, it's so fucking hot. If you really look at both of their faces, they're kind of unique.
I'm sorry. You're going to look me in the eyes.
Yes.
And tell me that Channing Stockard Tatum.
Is that
Stockard?
His real name?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
You just came up with that name.
It sounds right. I think I've heard it. It does sound right. Channing the Taint Tatum. You're going to look me in the eyes and tell me that Channing Tatum is not a gorgeous man?
Doesn't he kind of have the face of like an MMA fighter?
He does.
Right?
In like, but like an adorable one.
I don't know. He's got a Tampa ass face to me.
What the fuck is the fucking this?
So maybe you're just so used to that face or that type of
like
face.
Like a military
that
kid.
That you're over. Yeah, like a buzz
white
cut.
White boy.
Yeah.
I know for
big ears.
Fact.
He's a
that this
man.
Film was a sexual awakening for many of our listeners, and that Channing Tatum helped bloom the flower of their young budding sexuality.
Yeah. Oh, all right. And I do love that sense of it in itself, because it's just like, which one did you like? Did you like Channing Tatum or did you like Amanda Bynes at playing a boy? Because
that you tells a lot about
it
who
says
you.
A lot about yeah. who you are.
Both. Is that an answer?
Or, I mean, there is the spectrum of, did you like Amanda Bynes? Amanda Bynes is a boy, or Channing Tatum?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Check, please.
There's this scene in the workout room. They're doing the exercise stuff.
Yeah.
Gym. The gym.
Zach's never been in one. He's like, you know, the things you do with the ups and downs.
Well, you put the metal on the clankety clank. And his comedic timing in that scene is so fucking good. The way he answers the phone. So he's flirting with Olivia, who is his dream girl.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia's trying to make Sebastian jealous. It's a real love triangle, real messy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he is so flustered by Olivia that he goes to lean on the workout machine, misses, smacks his head into the weights.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what machines are called.
Weights, yeah. Sure.
It is really good physical comedy.
Yeah.
He can play
he's really
goofy
gifted.
Really yeah. well.
His face is not goofy.
I'm going to text my group chain. Guys keep going.
Is it the group chain that I'm on?
No.
Uh-oh.
It's my Cooter Club. It's all women.
Cooter Club?
Yeah. So I'm going to
Add
me to that real quick.
No.
Add me to that real
absolutely
quick.
The group
not
thread that you and I are on is called Cutie Coochies. So.
Yeah, but no, this is Cooter Club.
What the fuck? Where are these group chats? You guys have group chats without me?
We have a group chat. Me, Garrick, Kelsey, and Maggie.
Yeah.
I have a lot of different variations of group threads.
I know. And it's very conflicting about like which things I drop which into which chat. And just so you guys know, you often are the winners. But then I don't get responses all the time because you guys work big boy jobs.
I will say, so we had Gudagate, Kelsey.
What's that? Yes.
Can you explain?
So Lauren Rihamaki, friend and friend of
Lord
the
DIY
pod.
Friend and foe.
I was going to say friend and fan of the pod, but I don't know if she is. She might hate this podcast.
She probably doesn't listen.
Probably not. She's busy.
Yeah, she's busy.
She barely fucking, this is one of her favorites next to Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, she was going to join and couldn't
and
today.
So a couple days ago, we were talking,
we were talking about your orgy.
Oh, we were talking about my orgy.
So Kelsey occasionally will go to orgies.
Yeah.
That's not me outing anything,
no,
right?
I talk about it all the time.
Cool. And
do you wear masks and shit?
Before COVID, no. When it was a masquerade theme, yes.
Okay, that's what I meant.
During, there was no during COVID, and even though we are still in COVID, the most recent one started in whenever last time I went, so February, and you have to get tested within 12 hours of the event.
Getting a little sidetracked here.
Do you want to know the rules of the orgy in Hollywood or not? So you have to be, you have to be vaccinated, boosted, and 12 hours.
Yeah, this is the stuff my mom warned you about not, like, she was like, don't do that actor stuff. Don't even try it because they're going to be trying to fuck you at all times.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That makes me feel great.
Yeah. Yeah, you should.
I do know.
You're doing it.
People aren't just like, hey, I'd like to fuck you ever. Except for when you go to these. It's nice for the confidence boost, you know?
Okay.
So I was saying, like, what I wouldn't give to be a fly on the wall. And then I said, let me take that back. I don't want to watch the fucking.
No.
I want to.
I want to go in.
But I want to go and I want. Yeah.
I want to go in and take a tally just for confidence of like how many times I've been asked or offered.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Because I want to know.
Okay, well, we should go together. I just want to I want to listen to the introductions.
Oh, yeah.
I joked that I would... So in the group thread, we said me, Maggie, and Lauren would sit on the couch, arms linked, and just go, ah! Anytime someone tries to say hi to us. But I want to watch it and see it. Yeah. And then we were joking with what our pickup lines would be like, so, do you like to sex? This is a very long story, but I promise it'll get there. And then Lauren chimes in the group thread, what kind of cheese do you like? And she got radio silence.
Yeah.
And then scolded us for a full hour.
Yes.
That is an iconic line from this movie. Yep. She's the Man. Oh. How did we not know the Gouda? And let me tell you, when I posted on my Instagram, I would say every third comment
really?
Is about Gouda. Y'all are Gouda crazy.
I don't know if it's that iconic of a line compared to some of the stuff you get.
It's to me, it wasn't that funny, but then at the end, she gives him Gouda, so I guess that's why it like really...
It's just like a nice little callback. Little
so far, I've got...
There's some good lines in it. Let's go.
When I asked
yeah,
about-
there are. I do want to go back to the fact that Channing Tatum might be a comedic genius because it's you see a little bit of why he was so good in 21 Jump Street and 22 Jump Street.
Yeah.
And 22 Jump Street had probably one of my favorite comedic moments where he finds out that Jonah Hill was fucking the captain's daughter.
Yes.
And where it like kind of dawns when on him and it takes like, it's like mind. A like 30 seconds. Yep. And he's like, wait, and he's putting two and two together. And he just jumps up and like starts going all around. It's just so funny. And I think that takes such precise timing. And then he just kind of loses his mind for a good 20 minutes until the captain puts a gun on his desk. And it's super funny.
You have your response?
I have three answers so far in my group chat of
this is Channing Tatum hot?
Is Channing Tatum's face attractive?
Okay.
I got no.
What?
Then I got too meaty.
Too meaty?
Then I got... hottest guy in your high school, hot.
Wow.
Then I got, I think it's classically good looking face. I prefer them darker, but def attractive. Then, but not like drop dead smoke show, no. So there you go. Also, I feel awful talking about someone's face, but I feel like you could say the same about me too. You know, like my body's pretty great, but my face, interchangeable.
Huh.
Not the most unique, you know? I remind people a lot of people they already know.
Hmm.
I get that all the time.
I was kind of...
You look just like my cousin.
I was kind of just trying to not chime in to see how long you would keep going.
Oh, yeah, I host a podcast, Zach. I could keep going for the rest of the hour.
This movie has soccer, and it doesn't just have soccer.
It's got Ted Lasso. Anyway, what's up?
Did you play soccer?
I did not. I wish I did.
You strike me as a soccer boy. I was 12 years. Soccer.
12 years.
The fuck is that? No, I'm kidding.
That was my you don't... Well...
Yeah.
This film has what I may call the greatest sports scene since Twilight Baseball.
Oh.
Let's fucking go. We've got a soccer dream scene where Viola is having this intense nightmare about this very gloomy lit soccer match. But the way that they film soccer in that scene, it's like vampires are playing. You get bone crunching hits.
Yeah.
You get smacks. People are flying through
Bruises.
The air. It's like if Zack Snyder shot a soccer scene.
Yes, the bloom was on it and all that stuff. It's the oversaturation.
Blue. What really made me laugh is that, so it was clearly a blown out sky, which in film talk means that it's all white, that there's no data in there.
Too bright.
And they wanted it to be gloomy. So they put a grayish filter over the sky and the soccer ball bounces through the color correction. And so you see the ball getting like there's a hard line of a soccer ball getting darker as it's bouncing through the frame.
Oh, God, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
Technical whoopsie.
It was fun.
I liked the soccer shown. It wasn't a lot. And it wasn't very intense.
The right amount.
It was, you get one, what's it called when you, the can opener kick? You get one can opener where she kicks it over her own head.
The thing you go, like Beckham. No, yeah. You go around the Miles, what's it called when you kick and you go around your body?
Yes, ask the other most athletic person here. No.
No, it's...
Where you kick it behind you and it goes
you
over
gotta,
your
like,
head?
You gotta, like, flip your thing.
No, you, like, flip your leg
up.
Oh,
a bicycle kick.
Bicycle!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we get one bicycle kick and we get, like, three headers.
Did you notice the... Okay, so the end actually has some good soccer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At the end, when they're tied and they want to go for the win, Channing Tatum goes to throw the ball in, but he doesn't just do an inbound pass. He does a full flip.
Oh, yeah.
A full flip throw where handstands on the soccer ball, flips around, and then throws
it. We had a girl that could do that on our soccer team, and we also had a girl that would come run from defense all the way to wherever we were on the field because she could throw this fucking ball halfway across the field.
Wow.
It was absolutely insane. And then we had one girl, nickname was Stump. She would do all the corner kicks because she had the strongest thighs, hence Stump.
Mm-hmm.
And I was midfield because I was a little runny thing, little runny thing. And I'll never forget the most embarrassing thing in my entire life was once when Stump, Lauren threw the ball in, Stump did a corner kick, and it was the most beautiful sail. Just absolutely perfect sail right in front of the goal where I was. And I remember time slowed down. I was like, this is my fucking moment. My dad's in the stands. My sister's here. Everyone's going to watch me score this goal. And I ran up and I closed my eyes and I whiffed it like Charlie fucking Brown and landed on my fucking back. And the whole crowd just went, oh, and I just went all the way upside down. And then I got really into drugs and stopped playing sports.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Honestly, that moment.
Because you've been chasing that high that you missed.
That's it. Whoa.
That moment as your drug origin story makes so much sense.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Wow.
Shout out to Newsome, our fucking rivals.
Yeah, I would do a handful of mushrooms after doing that. That happened to me.
I would just say, I want to disappear to another plane of existence.
I just realized if I'm not going to be a fucking collegiate athlete, what am I doing, guys? Mm-hmm. I'm ruining my knees for who?
Mm-hmm. For who?
For who? I could be selling drugs and making money.
For drugs.
And buying G-Baby watches. Hey, so I did that instead.
How did you become from fucking Jersey? Just
G-Baby.
I don't know. In Florida, we're nasty down there a little
bit. Forgot about G-Baby. Mm-hmm. Okay, so to wrap up the soccer, the climax of this movie is pretty dope.
Yeah.
You got Viola against her big bad ex. For a penalty shot. She goes to kick. He reflects it. It goes onto Channing Tatum's head. He heads it to Viola, who bicycle kicks it in for the score. They win. Woo. When I tell you that moment was like when Cap used his shield to deflect Iron Man, that shit was tight.
Yeah. That, and the game was a big deal. They had a big old stadium. They had a whole college out to see this. What soccer?
Was it like
college
nationals
games?
Or whatever?
No, it was one school versus the other. It was their first game of the season. It was like 12 weeks later.
When you actually look at it like that, it's like, I think Amanda Bynes went to a public school, and this was very clearly a private school that had a lot more money. Amanda Bynes' first school.
She was in high school and he was in college.
No, it was a boarding school.
What?
Yeah.
So I think they're the villains.
So
anytime you go to
boarding school,
anytime you're a rich boarding school, you're the villain.
Yeah, you are.
But that makes even less sense that there was a boarding school with that many people out to see the soccer game.
It was a big deal.
And do they do co-ed boarding schools? I went to.
You're asking questions
that
aren't meant to be answered.
Okay, sorry, asking too many questions.
David
Just enjoy
Cross
the movie.
Is in this movie.
Okay. Oh fuck yes. The fact that he showed his beautiful face on this movie.
Which character was he?
Are you kidding?
The
you don't know David
Headmaster, the principal.
Oh, he's great. I don't remember names. Carry on.
If you're going to have a goofy, clueless headmaster, there's no one better in the universe you could cast than David Cross.
And David Cross, during this time, is saying the most foul shit on as a stand-up. And to see that and be like, you know what? You'd be great as a child's headmaster is truly phenomenal and speaks to his comedic talent.
Has he played that same role many times? Because as soon as I saw him, I was like, wait, that guy's always that guy.
Yeah, Arrested Development.
Oh,
Mm-hmm. Tobias Funke.
Tobias Funke.
You are, wow. We got some talking to do.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you about the story when Quinta told me she didn't know why she didn't like me when we first met, but then I once admitted that I never watched The Office and she goes, that's why I didn't like you.
That's hilarious.
You never watched The Office. And I was like, add that to the list of don't admit that out loud to people.
Yeah, don't.
Along with Arrested Development.
If you don't
you
know,
should watch Arrested
you Development. You should watch Arrested
I've
Development.
I've read a lot of the scripts randomly.
Not
the same.
David Cross is one of the great comedic actors. He mm-hmm. came from, if you don't know, Bob Odenkirk, who Better Call Saul, Breaking Bad, started as a comedy duo in Mr. Show with David Cross. David Cross just graces every moment of this movie. He's clearly ad-libbing up and down. I wrote down my favorite is after Sebastian's, we'll talk about this in a second. He said he showed his Willis and Doodleberries, which is what a perfect line.
Yeah.
This movie ends with a man, a high school child showing his dick to everyone.
And
then Amanda Bynes flashing her boobs to an entire school.
Yeah. I wrote that down as one of my pain points of just, all right, so we're going to allow the guy to do it. And then we're going to shame the woman for doing it. We need a little bit
Do they shame her?
They're like, ooh, they're like horrified. But when the guy does it, they're like, my. And the dad's like, my son just showed his cock to a bunch of
fucking
kids. No, he goes,
that's maybe my boy.
Yeah. Maybe they the kid's infer, got a good dick.
They infer that Sebastian has a tremendous nice dick.
Maybe he's got a nice looking dick.
The movie makes us believe that Sebastian's dick is just exquisite.
Except for Dr. Cross, who goes, nothing to see here, no offense.
Yeah, maybe she's a little flat-chested.
I don't know. I wasn't here for the big dick energy and then the little boob energy. Okay.
I didn't read it as little boob energy. I read it as, oh my God, boob energy.
Oh,
they were like, wowza, wowza, hubba, hubba.
Those aged boys have not seen titties in their life.
I totally read that scene totally differently. I thought that they were like enamored with the boobs.
They couldn't talk to fucking any girl ever. So that makes sense.
This movie paints Amanda Bynes as like the hottest vixen to ever walk
pretty.
The earth.
She's very cute.
Yeah. I really liked, if we can pivot to
off the dick.
Yeah, off the dick. Pivot off the dick.
No, let's talk about that dick some more.
Let's talk about that dick. The girls in this movie that are the triangle, if you will, I thought was so beautifully done, like in the bathroom, like the cattiness and the fight scenes between them.
So you have Olivia.
You have Olivia who likes Channing Tatum.
No,
who likes Amanda Bynes as.
So Channing Tatum likes Sebastian. Olivia, but Olivia likes Amanda Bynes as Sebastian.
And then Amanda Bynes.
That's a sexual awakening for Olivia as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, she realizes she bi too.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
And then Amanda Bynes likes Channing Tatum. And then Sebastian's ex-girlfriend,
the real Sebastian,
also likes Amanda Bynes. So there's like a lot happening there where they played it very well. And dare I say it, Shakespearean. It was Shakespearean. It was a lot of story to keep up with. Yeah. And I thought they did a really good job.
The fight scene in the bathroom is like actually a well choreographed fight.
Yeah.
It's like totally solid. You have them like tripping each other and mixing up and like, it looked brutal.
Yeah. No, it was petty, but no one fucked with each other's face. Notice that.
I feel like they
girls don't go for the face.
Deeply bruised.
No, you go for the hair. You can scratch, claw, no face.
You know what that scene
I
was?
I feel like girls go for the face all the time. All the World Star videos I've watched.
Okay, World Star is like the max of the max of it all. But,
okay.
And like, we know.
That scene in the bathroom was the Cassie and Maddie fight that I feel like we were deprived.
We should have had.
That's what I wanted.
The fact that that never was shown is, oof. I get to see everybody's titties, but I can't see y'all fight? Come on, bro. That's just weirdly.
Why didn't they do more? Because they were too close of friends. They wouldn't have really beat the shit out of. Would you beat the shit out of your best friend? But you'd smack a bitch. You wouldn't beat the shit out of your best friend.
Yeah, I would.
You would?
Yeah.
I wouldn't beat the
This is terrible news for me. I was banking on knowing that I would never get.
No, it is what
that
it
I
is,
could man. Say anything.
It
oh,
depends
boy.
On what
would
you do.
Would you beat the shit out of your best friend?
What did they do?
They fucked your boyfriend, a girlfriend.
If my best friend fucked Maggie, I would have a lot of strong emotions.
Yeah.
I would probably have to go train before I could beat the shit out of him.
Oh.
I think that you would do like the Riddler situation and throw your entire body. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I would smack. I would smack.
No, you gotta fight.
I wouldn't life alter fight.
But that wasn't like a life altering thing.
That's
her
what I'm
nose
saying.
Is just bleeding.
That's what I'm saying. They couldn't do the full drag out, blown out fight because they were sisters. How did we get to Euphoria?
I'm sorry.
On She's the Man.
Because that's like the tier of high school things.
I'm curious if you clocked this, Garrick, up top. So we have this montage of Amanda learning to be a man. She gets a makeover first from one of our commenters, the hairdresser. Amanda's gay hairdresser, who she said looked like a sugar-free Jude Law.
Hilarious.
Why is that so offensive?
I thought you were going to say a sugar-raid Jude Law.
Also true. Yeah. So we have this whole goofy montage, but then she's like, she's trying to learn how to walk like a man.
Yeah.
So it's like, she's out in the world and she's following around people. And I'm like, Amanda, baby, you're killing it. And then she goes behind this black dude. Do you know? Did you see this?
No.
She does this overemphasized lean, grabs her crotch, and is like, yo, what's up? I'm black. And then the guy turns around and notices, Amanda, you would get your ass beat in that moment. That is so overtly, blatantly racist in public what you are doing.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I missed that
one. Man, and the problem was they just went to like the worst stereotypes of like men could be. Like Haka Loogie. And it was I don't know. I guess they do that, but why are we putting, and it goes back to what you said, like this version of masculinity had to be like the most of all the versions of masculinity. Yeah.
And I feel like they're exaggerating for the comedy angle, but like it just we're if this was written by a woman, we're not this.
Yeah.
Was it?
I doubt it.
If that's how we seem, then no. I apologize.
I mean,
I'm okay with
Euphoria's
the level.
Euphoria's not doing much better for men.
I mean, I think that that's just Nate's issue, not so much like men as a whole.
Stop talking about Euphoria. Stay on this movie.
Right.
It just seeps into our everyday life. You know what was super?
Speaking of black people, the black guy, Brandon McLaren. Amazing last name. I was like, I know this guy. I've seen
this
him
before. The black friend in like Channing Tatum's friend.
Yeah, Channing Tatum's friend with the dreads. I was like, I know I've seen him before. And then I remember where I know him from and I got really depressed. I know him from Power Rangers.
Yeah. Which Power Rangers?
SPD.
What's that?
That's the one with the cops, where they're cops, I think.
Wait, the Power Rangers are cops?
they're like cop Power Rangers. It's really weird.
What era of our life was this?
Were you too old for me to be an adult man watching
the Power Rangers become cops?
Yeah.
What does that mean that the Power Rangers are cops?
They just seem like police officers, bro. I don't know. One of them rode a bike that looked like a cop bike.
Did they pull people over? Did they break up
parties that were too loud?
I'm
going to look it up for you, and I'm going to show you.
Fun fact, my college roommate was a Power Ranger.
Really?
Yep. Also, he was yellow Power Ranger?
That's sick. Wait, I thought yellow's always a girl. Maybe.
I'll look it up. Let's see what color he was.
Also, that's fucking
shout out to John.
Dope. Yeah, look at this cop ass bike.
Oh, yeah.
So the plot is not them actually being cops.
No,
they were cops.
I just felt like, I mean, he's got like a fucking cop badge and it's like Space Patrol Delta is what's on the thing. And like the logo is red and blue. He's got like little things.
He was Mega Force.
Who is that?
That's my college roommate.
Oh my God.
John Loudermilk.
What a name. I feel like I'm looking too much into this movie, but I also feel like Amanda as a man, her impressions was this era of like early 2000s. It was all this like coded, like black vernacular is hyper masculine. And so she's like, what's up? I fucking wrote down something. It's like,
the way that you cut that off made me think that
my heart just sank. I was just like,
what's up? She was like, holler at your boy. I'm here for you, bro. Okay. For sure.
Also, like, what bothered me deeply was the amount of accents she did as a man. It was country at some point. It was like Southern. It felt like surf bro culture at one point. And I was like, was that a character choice or what the fuck was that, Amanda?
Yeah.
She's better than that. She's a character actor.
I do think that Amanda Bynes in general is responsible for this era of precocious children that we had, and where children thought that they could have witty responses to parents. And anytime I see that in a movie, I fucking hate it. And I feel like every 10-year-old who comes home after watching a movie is like, I can talk witty too.
Yeah.
I once told my TV productions teacher after he yelled at me in front of the class to take the tampon out of his ass.
And wow. Oh, God.
I got in a lot of trouble. I was very young. But that's the only time I remember being like, someone was going to fucking hit me for the way I spoke to them as a child. Yeah. I got a question. How did the brother know? So the way this all gets spoiled, right, is that her brother decides to come home.
Oh my God,
early from London.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the brother's off in London chasing his rock and roll dreams. Amanda goes, perfect. I'm going to be you.
For only a couple weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Play soccer and win the world.
Then play the first game and then I'm done. But he comes home early, gets kissed by one of the girls that he's never met that thinks it's Amanda. And then he's like, oh, I'm going to like this place. And she's like, see you at the soccer game tomorrow. And he's like, I guess I'm going to the soccer game tomorrow. So he shows up and then is on the team. Like, he's just in uniform playing soccer.
And plays a game and is terrible. But you are totally like, yes, you got kissed by a girl, and then you, with no questions asked, go, I'm on the soccer team now.
Yeah, that was a big old missing plot point that made no sense that he just showed up and
I thought he was a soccer player. I thought that that's...
No, he was terrible.
Yeah, he was a bad soccer player.
I'm sorry.
Which I thought he got into that boarding school because he was a good soccer player.
He's a good soccer player. That's what I thought.
Was that a thing?
He got on... You're right. But then why was he a bad soccer player?
Then why was he so bad?
Because he says, sorry, I'm not that good at soccer.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? Someone in the comments.
Wait, you're
right. Please help us. Please
help us. Oh, I'm now very confused.
Because maybe he was a soccer player, but he wasn't as good as first string?
Third string chump.
I don't know.
You bench rider bitch.
And then like they switch places during halftime, and then they do the big reveal. And then there's also this other student who's like on to them the whole time that's trying to out them, which I was like, what's his fucking character? We didn't need
Tattletale. Easy. Yeah, as soon as he was introduced, I was like, oh, he's going to try to...
He loves Olivia, too. It's just a messy love.
Yeah. It's all
love, baby. Well, you have a burning question. So does our audience. Ooh. I know that you guys love this movie. I wanted you to be part of the conversation.
Hell yeah.
So I went on, and I'm telling you, the first question I got from Sheen Rochelle, what's your favorite cheese? Mine's Gouda. So many Gouda questions.
What is your favorite cheese?
Mozzarella. Easy.
A classic.
Yeah. Gouda considered a good cheese?
No.
Yeah.
It's like very a top sharp. Cheese? It's very sharp and like
isn't it
bitter.
Melty?
No. It does, but it still has a bit of the moldiness that is attached to cheese in general because it is expired milk.
My favorite is Humboldt Fog. A little shout out to our friend Shane Madej. Oh. Hello, podcast buddy. He was...
Oh, you one of those charcuterie girls.
You fancy. You put your meats and cheese on wood?
Listen, a little my charcuterie wood, a little is board. Tight, okay?
Okay.
It's high and tight.
Okay.
So Monte Go wants to know, could we pull off the twin gender swap? Could we go undercover
personally?
Yeah. As your if you had a twin, do you think you could pull it off?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm the most dramatic, attention-seeking person of all time. Yes, clear answer,
well, let's hear your Sebastian.
Well, first of all, have you seen me with short hair? I look amazing. My voice is pretty deep.
But that means
naturally.
you're too feminine beauty. What? You already have short hair.
Yeah. So there's no problem.
That means we wouldn't think we would. You have short hair
the
now, and I don't think who's that man.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, but no. What I'm saying is, I think I could very easily slide into the role of playing if I had a twin brother.
Okay,
no
let's
problem.
Hear it. Do your Sebastian.
I mean, it would literally sound like this.
You sound like a woman.
A boy?
Like
a
woman. No, you sound like a woman.
So you want me to go deeper? So if I maybe go like this, why are you laughing, Miles? Miles, why are you
Is
laughing?
That what you think men sound like?
This is what men sound like. Literally, that's what you sound like.
No, give me like a cool,
not
like,
at all. Not at all. Stop.
All right, let's do a little role play.
Let's do a role play.
What's up, bro?
What's good? That's what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. What about you fucking guys?
No,
you be a girl.
No, no. You so confidently said that you could play a man.
I still am confident. I think I'm crushing it. I would get a lot of pussy.
Keep it up.
I know.
Keep it up.
I'd be very good with the ladies.
Tell me as a man.
As a man.
As a man. No,
as a man.
As a man, the first thing you gotta do.
You would crush the puss?
Yeah. But see, I'd be real silent, like silent strong type, you know? Like I
see,
like
that's already...
She just spread her legs.
Yeah.
Look how you're sitting!
I'm not sitting like that. My legs are very crossed.
All propped up on the chair.
Not only do I man spread, I like prop my leg up on a different table.
You gotta aerate those bad boys, bro. Yeah. Every now and again.
I just need relief on the lower back.
I need to aerate my bad boy. You know, I think everyone needs to aerate.
Yeah, aerate every now and again.
But there's definitely an energy. There's like a switch. Like,
so
I take up a lot of space. Okay, I'd be real tall.
That looks very manly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up?
Good.
What's up, bro?
What's up?
How you feeling?
So sixth or seventh grade, for Halloween, I thought it'd be fun to dress up as a woman. I thought it'd be cool.
Probably was fun.
So I got like an old dress from my sister, and I got a bra from my mom, and I stuffed it. Yeah. And I think I had a wig. I must have had a wig. And I don't know if I did makeup, because kids don't do makeup. But I did that, and I was part of an acting class. Mm. So I got there early, and I was just sitting there. Oh, and here's the other thing. I took my glasses off. So it's like... Who even am I without that? But I didn't have context at this time.
So I'm just walking around blind.
So I'm sitting in this room. I get there early as a young
woman,
mid-pubescent woman, can't see anything. And people come in and they don't know who I am. And so I don't say anything.
No!
And then like it keeps going. And then I'm like, I guess I'll say that I'm... I just say that I'm Zach's cousin. And they believe me.
Oh!
And then... I'm crushed. Because now I'm like, oh no.
You've always looked like a middle-aged lesbian to me.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh no, I'm too convincing as a woman.
Yeah.
Does that mean I am not a man? Oh. I am not masculine?
Not at all.
And it took
that
me,
just means you got a pretty face.
Look, I've gotten there. I've come to terms with it. But in seventh grade, it was a little scary for me.
But you could do it then, not so much now, you don't think?
Oh, I think I could fucking crush it.
When everybody was doing the gender face swaps, I was like looking. I was like, man, some of my bros are kind of bad as hell. This is actually kind of nice. So to that effect, you are a good looking person, and that's why they could not.
Damn right. I got some delicate ass features.
I love men who aren't afraid to compliment other men.
Oh, I'm a very fuckable woman. I am hot. Yeah. No, I just, I got them delicate features. And then, so later in life, in BuzzFeed, we did this celebrity makeup video, and I did like a Lady Gaga look. And I remember being like, wow, I'm like really fucking pretty.
Yeah.
And then all the comments were, and this is like early BuzzFeed, I hadn't done anything yet. And then the comments were like, wow, Zach's so pretty. I'm like, you know what?
I am fucking pretty.
Damn right.
See how we've changed. Our society's gone through the most biggest transformations as people, I feel like.
So what I'm saying is that I am the man.
No pun intended.
Oh, nice.
I'm the man.
What about Rick? Could you be a hot girl?
No.
Have you done the filters?
I have not.
I got it. I got it.
Honestly,
see
with
it.
Your brows, yeah,
you've
you
got,
would be
like,
fucking
very
high.
I'd be like
features.
Very thick, but like
your
my fucking this
and
shit.
Your dimples.
Rick would be thick.
Rick would be thick.
I just look like my sister.
We gotta find one of those. Yeah.
I don't know what your sister looks like.
She's very pretty.
Okay.
I think shout out to Rick's sister.
I'm gonna say this on record. I think that I'm prettier than my sister.
Wow.
Suck it, Steffi.
Wow. Do you ever get a glimpse of yourself in the rear view?
Yeah,
iPhone camera, like, and you're just like, fucking, what the fuck? You guys talk to me?
Yeah.
I look this way?
We've got a Step Up connection. So, Channing Tatum, of course, the star of Step Up.
Oh.
But the man who plays Amanda Bynes' ex in this movie, whose name I forget, I'm so sorry.
Justin.
He's the star of Step Up to the Streets.
No.
Shit.
I feel like the fact that we haven't done a Step Up movie yet for this podcast is kind of insane.
If we do a Step Up movie, we got to do the one with the small guy that's like that dances his ass off in the rain.
Moose.
How do you know these
fucking
names?
Moose.
You know
he was killing
that
shit.
My name is in the credits in 3D of Step Up 3D.
Why? Wow.
I was a PA on that movie.
Wow.
Wow.
My summer job.
You have any fun tidbits?
About, no, we're sticking to She's the Man.
Okay. We've talked about everything but She's the Man this episode. I'm sorry, guys.
The producers for the role of the real Sebastian, the real Sebastian, the brother, they originally wanted Jesse McCartney. Because McCartney's facial features were similar to that of Amanda Bynes.
That's true.
I don't want to know the pretty face. I don't want the amount of times I watched that music video. Oh my God.
I will say that Amanda Bynes stated that she had a tiny crush on Channing Tatum during filming. And so if she knows that he's, if you think you have better judgment than Amanda Bynes, you're wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
Channing Tatum.
That's true. That's fucked up.
No, you're right. And Jenna Dewan. Like, you really can't beat those bitches at foine.
Wasn't he also dating Zoe Kravitz briefly?
Who?
Yeah, is this the thing? Yeah, he shaved his head and fucking was riding around on a motorcycle with Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, fuck.
Did you hear the growl in your
mouth?
Yeah.
Like,
well, I just
stop
imagine
smiling
being
like that.
Have y'all ever been on the back of a motorcycle with any man?
No.
You will orgasm. A motorcycle vibrates when you drive it.
Fun fact, when holding auditions for the role of Duke, the role that won Channing Tatum, Amanda Bynes fought with the producers. She fought for Channing Tatum, who at the time had never had a leading role. He was largely unknown in the Hollywood.
Oh, they fought.
And they were concerned that he was older than the co-stars. Tatum credits Amanda Bynes with helping launch his career.
God.
Amanda, please, you fucking sweetheart.
I wonder if he's like tried to stay in touch with her.
I'm sure they
Amanda,
they
Amanda, 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 Amanda.
I think that I think that that is a testament to their on-screen chemistry more than anything, because when you do those chemistry reads, it's pretty much on the lead actress where they're just like, all right, who do I have the best vibe
with? Like, and who then do you want?
Yeah, they'll try to throw like a famous person or blah, 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 and then they can actually make that decision
that
at the end
you?
Of the day. No.
You guys made out and they were like, yeah, let's do it.
You nailed your screen test. I remember that day.
I fucked up the first one and then I got the second one.
Yeah. It's that chemistry.
But Amanda Bynes has done so much for comedy. Mm. I mean, all that, the Amanda Show, and the gift that is Channing Tatum.
Wow. Thank you, Amanda. We don't recognize that enough.
You know what, Amanda? You are the man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
fucking
are.
A.
The woman.
We got to decide, is this movie a pleasure, a guilty pleasure, or just plain guilty? And what's wild, Kelsey, is that this is the first time you saw it, so you're coming in. You're coming in fresh. You're coming in hot. Yeah. I mean, I'll go first. This movie is decidedly 2000s. So that's where you're going to get that guiltiness from, right? Like, it's campy, it's corny, it's over the top, but it hits all the notes.
Yeah.
It does everything you want it to do.
Yeah.
So for the people who I know that this means something to, I'm going to go ahead and say that it's a pleasure. It's obviously not high art. It ain't high art.
Right. It's of the time. If we were to go back into the 2000s and I were to look at this Rotten Tomatoes score and see that it was sitting
it's like
in
the
40s, 46, I'd be pretty upset.
Yeah.
Because it's about as good as everything else that was coming out around that time.
And it just feels good to watch, right? It's funny, it's silly, it's light. I for one, love a movie that has no consequences. Mm. You get to the climax and she just admits everything and they go, let's finish the game.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah.
That's sometimes it's nice. It feels like fucking oatmeal for the soul.
Yeah.
It's sure. Chicken soup for the soul.
Yeah.
You remember those books?
Oh,
those
my God.
Fucking scarred me as a child. It's like trauma. Do you guys remember Chicken Soup for the Soul?
Yeah,
you
I would
were Jewish,
read that.
So I don't know if they made you read it.
No, it's Chicken Soup for the Soul is not for the Jews.
No.
We had masa ball soup for the soul.
great.
During church times, I remember.
Yeah. Is it religious? It's like VeggieTales?
I think it's
It's like Christian,
it's
I believe.
Based. Gross. I just remember it was a girl named Kelsey got her hair stuck in the drain in the jacuzzi and she drowned. And
what?
I just remember being
That's
right.
what that fucking book's about?
Have you never read Chicken Soup for the Soul?
I thought it was about soothing your soul. It's about a girl drowning in a hot tub?
It's all different stories of like trauma and people overcoming it. and grieve.
What?
Miles, do you know what we're talking about?
I thought it was like light frothy. I never read it. I just assumed it was like, oh, read this and you're going to feel nice.
Oh, no. It's like, here's the hardest fucking thing anyone went through. And here's the lessons we learned.
That's not chicken soup. That's the antithesis of chicken soup.
No, that's like spicy chili.
Yeah. That's like spicy chili for the butthole.
And I think it was, I feel like I remember it being like, and God helped me through. Like, I remember a lot of like religious undertones of it.
Ew.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my deepest trauma. I'm going to give, as a 31-year-old woman who watched this movie today for the first time, I'm going to go with guilty pleasure because it definitely gave me that energy of like I said, the first 5 minutes, just seeing them dance around like hot, sexy, like naked 20-something-year-old bodies. I was like giddy and right back in that teenage mindset again, and I was so excited and horny all of a sudden to watch this.
You know what? I'm remembering all the open mouth kissing, and I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna say guilty pleasure. Too fucking horny.
Yeah.
It was a good. I enjoyed it, but I'd put it on again next time I'm sick.
Right.
That's how I know it's a guilty pleasure.
Now this is some chicken soup for the soul.
Oh God, not that traumatic bullshit.
No.
For sure, guilty pleasure. Mm. Just because it, again, in the 2000s, it's very campy. It doesn't deserve a 46. It should be in the mid 60s at the very most.
Like mostly. The weather right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just a nice thing to watch.
Final question for me. Them wearing face paint for the final soccer game, was that cool or corny as hell?
It was corny.
Cool.
Okay.
I thought it was corny.
I wish we were allowed to wear face paint during soccer games. We weren't allowed.
Channing Tatum looked bad, though.
Mm. Yeah.
He looked fucking good.
Yeah.
Well, that has been... She's the Man. Let us know what you think. We know that you guys love this movie and have lots of opinions, so we'll be sure to engage when this comes out. Why was that funny?
I don't know.
I'm at Corn Day on all the things.
I'm at Kelsey Darrow on all the things.
I'm Gary Bernard on all the things.
And until next time, I see you for what you really are, which is ugly.